Blog Talk Radio.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Oh, leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances and making believe they're all true. So give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Well, give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on. One kiss, just one kiss. Just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Please give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on. A kiss to build a dream on. Just a kiss to build a dream on.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, and with me is my co-host, Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. Tonight is our sensual poetry night, and if you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everyone's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthologies that Late Night Poets sells on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
Hello, Pam. It's going good. It's going good. And it'll be going better, a lot better after tonight. Wow, I read over some of the poems we have for tonight. Wow, your prompts were, those poems really, stimulated people. They really inspired with me. Yeah, we have some great rights on the board.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I have to agree. And usually I tend to put up art prompts or quotes as far as Art of Seduction, but I felt like doing something a little different. So I put up a few poems by a classic poet, Arthur Symons, and who actually is a very versatile poet. In fact, I'm actually considering eventually sometime doing another show with him, either for After Midnight or Twisted Tuesdays, because he has a variety of topics that he writes about, not just, you know, sensual. But I took a few of his more sensual ones and put them up as prompts. And yes, you're right. People were very much inspired. Mm-hmm. So we got some quality writes.
Oh, yeah. I read over through all the poems, and, you know, they're really straightforward, very relatable, and just awesome, you know, so just amazingly yep. well chosen, Pam.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And, well, since we got a nice full board and a couple people waiting, I'm going to go ahead and bring them on, and then we can get this ball rolling. So here we go. First of all, I'd like to welcome Laurent to the show. Welcome, Laurent. Glad you could join us. How's it going?
Good. Rolling, 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 rawhide. Yes, let's get it rolling.
Exactly.
Hi, Laurent.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Good to have you
and
with us.
And then I would like to welcome Weaver of Dreams, a.k.a. Kate, to the show. Welcome, Kate. Glad you could join us.
Thank you. It's great
How's
to
it
be
going?
Here.
Good.
I love
Thank
this
you.
Guy's voice. Hi, my darling. I love this guy's voice. He says, unmuted. Oh, such a wonderful voice.
Well, he probably gets paid big bucks for being the unmuted voice.
I love it. I wanted to say it again. Unmuted. Oh, thank you.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, my darling. How are you?
Very good. Doing good.
Great.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, Naomi.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's my job tonight. Oh, my gracious. Oh,
no.
Look how you know. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, here we go. Oh, my gracious. What was that song? Back to Reality by Eminem. Okay, so I have our first write-up by Betty Page and Katie. If you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, my darling.
I certainly will. It will be my ultimate pleasure. Rose petals. Rose petals. Smooth velvet petals illuminating silky soft passions, thoughts of fantasies, heightened desires, very addictive, lusciously smitten, sweetly alluring, wildly enchanting, so adventurous, fiercely enamored, penetrating all, rose petals cascade, filled with sweet nectar, champagnes bubbling, thoroughly rushing, vividly released, pulsing intensely, vibrating pounds fierce, tight grips on long stems, rain drenches so wet, completely covered, juicy, lustfully, full of ecstasy, erotic allure, inviting them in, secretly enjoys, swinging lips and hips, wickedly divine, petals opening, while softly spilling, retaining pure love. End poem.
Wonderful read, Kate, and a beautiful sensual write by Betty Page. And Naomi, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, when I read this, I just said, oh, wow. You know, I just love how she used metaphor so cleverly in this piece. Oh, my gracious. You know exactly what's going on, but it's so cleverly written, you know, that it's really, like, classy.
vividly release pulsing intensity, vibrating pounds fiercely, tight grips on long stems. Rain drenches so wet, completely covered, juicy, lustfully. Oh, what a wonderful write that is, you know, by Betty Page. My gracious, amazing.
It truly is, absolutely wonderful comment. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like the two or three words per line. It kind of slows the reader down a little bit, almost makes you think about what he's reading. It's also a nice way of transmitting images, a multitude of images, as a matter of fact. And let me see. Vividly released, pulsing intensely, vibrating, pounds fierce, tight grips on long stems, rain drenches so wet, completely covered. You know, you go through it and you think, oh, it's a rhyming poem. But many of the lines don't rhyme, although there are a lot of internal rhymes. But then you get to juicy, lustfully, full of ecstasy, erotic allure, and you pick up rhyme. So it's a nice combination of non-rhyming and rhyming. I like the way the message is transmitted. It is a nice metaphor, very much extended, but it works beautifully. A great comment there earlier.
Very true, and great observation on how two to three words per line, so that it gives the reader the idea of slowing down for the read. So excellent comment. And Kate, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yes, it was beautifully written, therefore so easy to read. I liked it an awful lot. I love that one line. As Laurent said, it makes you slow down and read, you know, exactly what you're seeing rather than scan it like I have a tendency to do. But it was just, it just kept on giving, didn't it? One of those things that just keep on giving. And every word, every line was just that little bit hotter and a little bit sweeter. So, yes, I really enjoyed it. I think she did a wonderful job. As she always does. But well done, Betty Pitt. I like this an awful lot. Thank you.
Yes, I liked this one too. Wonderful comment, Kate. It is truly a stunning, sensual, and erotic write with just the right amount of words per line, nice spacing between the lines, which also allows the reader the opportunity to slow down the read and really take in and appreciate each word. And a wonderful imagery, beautiful extended metaphor. I really like filled with sweet nectar, champagne's bubbling through, thoroughly rushing, vividly released, pulsing intensely. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Oh, next, another amazing poem by Blue Raven. And Pam, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
I would be happy to. Memories Abridged by Blue Raven. Moonlight seeps in through the chilly windows of early spring, and I think of another April, how the shadows of a candle danced on your naked skin, tattooed it with tongues of fire, while we whispered words soft as caresses, swollen with desire, your lips just a breath away from mine. These memories beckon and I ache with longing, unable to turn away from the fever they recall, always choosing to blot out the problems that even then we tried to ignore, knowing from our first kiss that there were no solutions. End poem. And what another beautiful write by Blue Raven. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Can you come right back to me, Pam, please? I'm sorry. I had an interruption at the end.
Sure, no problem. And Kate, your thoughts?
Actually, I really enjoy Blue Raven's work, and this is another one that's wonderful. I love all this about the candlelight and the naked skin. tattooed with tongues of fire. And then we have that last stanza, always choosing to blot out the problems that even then we tried to ignore, knowing from our first kiss that there was no solutions. Oh, it could have been, should have been, but wasn't. That's a horrible thing to think about, isn't it? That, but yes, I think it was very well written, and it got so much of the desire and the love and all of that through, and the ache was there. And I thought it was very well written, just everything out there. And Memories Abridged. Beautifully done, Blue Raven. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, I have to agree. Wonderful comment there, Kate. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, wow. You know, this is a very, very superbly written poem, very sensual. You know, me too, I really was drawn to the lines, danced on your naked skin, tattooed it with tongues of fire. And then your lips, you know, the swollen with desire, your lips just a breath away from mine. That is just superb. And yeah, you know, the and right down to the last stanza, the last line, just, you know, there's no, I took it as there was the knowing from our first kiss that there was were no solutions. I thought that, you know, that I took that as there was no solutions in not being drawn to one another. So yeah, I just had to give in to the fever and the scent and the pull, the you know, the sensual pull between the two people, that chemistry. So that's the way I took it. But, you know, amazing, amazing throughout.
Well, that's interesting. I like that take. It's always interesting to hear different takes. Great comment. And Laurent, are you ready to make a comment?
Oh, yes, I am. I take a clue from the title, Memories Abridged. That relationship got cut off quickly, so the memories exist only up to a certain point, and it starts off with the memories, the moonlight seeping into the chilly windows of early spring as a contrast to the second stanza, and I think of another April, how the shadows of a candle dance on your naked skin, tattooed it with tongues of fire. So from the way the stanzas are arranged, the first one tells us that he's by himself, she's gone, and you go to the last stanza, always choosing to blot out the problems that even then we tried to ignore. Even in the beginning of the relationship, when the sex was hot, you could overlook issues and problems because the sex was so good, and then they tried to ignore them, although they knew that there were no solutions. They knew that eventually they wouldn't get along, but in the meantime, they made hay. I like the way you set that up. Very great. Very nice write.
It is, absolutely. Wonderful comment. Yeah, I like that this one, to me, is a great combination. It really plays well off the chosen prompt, but in fact, off of all the prompts, because with the poems in the contest by Arthur Simon, they're sensual, and yet with many of them, there's that hint of sadness to them, that kind of like clinging on to memories. And I really feel like Blue Raven did a wonderful job of capturing that. Great imagery and metaphors throughout, beautifully written lines. You know, I really liked particularly, and I think of another April, how the shadows of a candle danced on your naked skin, tattooed it with tongues of fire, while we whispered words soft as caresses, swollen with desire, your lips just a breath away from mine. There's such a wonderful buildup of sensuality and intensity within those lines, so nicely written and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
So next I have Weaver of Dreams. And we have a SoundCloud for that.
Yes, we do. Here we go. Let me find that. And here we go.
It's 2 a.m. and I am in the hinterland between sleep and narrow, dank canyons of dark despair. The tapping on the door drags me from that fitful slumber. I am not alarmed, however. I know it could only be you. Will only ever be you. When I open the door, I'm greeted by the heady mixture of sandalwood and neroli oil, a blend I had made for you. There are no words spoken. It's all been said ad infinitum. I step into your safe, familiar arms. I don't berate myself over this weakness. I've ached to feel your body's heat. Your lips follow the hollow of my neck. You slip the strap of my nightgown from my shoulder and slowly leave a lingering heat as your mouth tastes my desire through my tingling skin. With more resolve than I know I have, I stop you. Although my groan indicates how very much I don't want that. The pure revealing moonlight shines, reminding us both this cannot be. You are all to me. I breathe and live only because you are near. My hands know your body as you know mine. Still, the thought of your other world intrudes even now. As bitter tears fall, I step to the door and open it wide.
Wonderful read and write there, Weaver. I'm so glad you were inspired. And Lorne, your thoughts.
What a wonderful tone in this piece. The desire is palpable. They each want each other, yet she stops him. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, this is I could see this whole thing evolving in my mind's eye. You delineate very carefully the scene, and the camera starts rolling, and the action is being filmed in my head, and it just flows beautifully. The amount of discipline that it takes, well, let me refer, with more resolve than I know I have, I stop you, although my groan indicates how very much I don't want that. Now, even though he is all to her, even though she breathes and lives only because he is near, the thought of your other world intrudes. So I'm wondering whether or not this is a married man who she fell in love with and then finally came to her senses and said, no, I can't continue with this. I can't go on. Either way, it's just written with a very, very nice pace. It's not hurried and beautifully read.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Wonderful.
I was just going to say thank you very much. Yeah, I was going to say thank you. You got that spot on, Laurent. It was a married man. Oh.
Ah, saucy. Very cool. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I had goosebumps when I read this. Katie, such great sensuality. In the lines, your lips follow the hollow of my neck. You slip the strap from my nightgown from my shoulder, slowly leave a lingering heat as your mouth tastes my desires through my tingling skin. Just love those lines. They're so sensual. And I think Laurent hit on all the rest there. Great story told as always. And, you know, but those lines, wow. They just made me quiver and made my heart beat a little bit faster. So amazing.
Thank you very much. What do they say? Memories are made of this. That's kind of what that feels like to me, but thank you very much.
Great comment, Naomi. Yeah, this is beautifully written. I love the title, Bell Luna, Beautiful Moon, and the way that the moon tugs at our senses and the way lust tugs at our senses and drives us crazy. And I like how this is a woman who's torn between what she knows is right and the strong physical and emotional connection that she has to this man, and how it's so difficult to pull herself away. All the way through this has beautiful lines, but I especially like when I open the door, I'm greeted by the heady mixture of sandalwood and neroli oil, a blend I had made for you. And then you slip the strap of my nightgown from my shoulder and slowly leave a lingering heat as your mouth tastes my desire through my tingling skin. Just amazing sensual lines all the way through, and very well done, Kate.
Thank you so much.
And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Next we have Damn It Dave. And Aloha, if you can give that a read for us, please.
All right. Ode to a Kiss. The first omen of affection, that first hint of future bliss, is the principal connection made by one initial kiss. She will flash that shy expression, telling you she wants to play. Lips will purse in fond concession. That first kiss will make your day. Tingling joy is inundating. There's no sweeter time than this. You'll find it's worth the waiting when you share one special kiss. End poem.
Great read, Lauren, and a wonderful write by Damn It Dave. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, indeed, that first kiss tells so, so much. My gracious, will I go or will I stay? I just love the stanza. She will flash that shy expression, telling you she wants to play. Lips will purse in fond concession. That first kiss will make your day. Just amazing rhythm and rhyme as always, as Damn It Dave can do it so excellently. And, you know, a superb write all throughout. Beautifully penned piece.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yeah, doesn't he do it well? Ode to a Kiss. I just love that first stanza. The first omen of affection, that first hint of future bliss, is the principal connection made by one initial kiss. And it's true, it is. I mean, it's a telling moment. I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever actually had an awful first kiss. I wonder, somebody should write an ode to an awful first kiss. But yes, I think, as usual, he is so great with his rhyming. You don't even notice it. And it's so good. I mean, you look at, you've got A, B, isn't it? Is that, I don't know what you call it exactly, but the first and third line and the second and fourth line rhyme, which is, and you don't, as I say, it's so well done, you don't even notice it's there. He does wonderful work. I really enjoy his poetry. So, Damn It Dave, you did it again. Well done, my boy.
He really does, yes, absolutely. Great comment. And Laurent, your thoughts? Are you on mute, Laurent? Or am I on mute? Oh, I can't be on mute.
No.
Naomi passed on the virus, I think. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. It's traveling around.
Yeah, I know. This is a nice little piece. It's a brevity that discusses the initial kiss. And he gets a couple of things really right. The principal connection made by one initial kiss, that first real kiss, not a peck on the cheek or a little brushing of lips, but a real kiss for the first time, one that lingers and lasts for maybe 15, 20 seconds, maybe a little longer, maybe half a minute, is such a revelation. And when he says tingling joy is inundating, I got to say that's a very good way of describing it, because every part of you is tingling. So even though it's a brevity and only about one thing, one special kiss, he gets it right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, this makes me think of that song, the one that goes, you know, like, if you want to know if he loves you so, it's in his kiss. And a wonderful rhyming poem, great brevity, you know, and I like how he writes on the importance of that first kiss, as you were saying, Lawrence, that first real kiss. And all three stanzas are beautifully written and really flow nicely one into the next. But I will say I did like the flirtatiousness of the second stanza. She will flash a shy expression, telling you she wants to play lips will purse and fond concession. That first kiss will make your day. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, next I have a piece by Jean-Walter Conge, I think it is. And this is Art of Love Refined. In the quiet of the night, our bodies intertwined. We reveal in this moment our passion unconfined. Your skin, a canvas for my touch, as we explore each other's frame. The moonlight casts a spell on us, our desires free from shame. Lips that seek a lover's taste, with every kiss we soar, our hearts beating like a drum as we crave something more. Eyes that tell a story of love, of lust, fire. We're lost in this sensation, our bodies, our souls desire. In this moment, we're transcendent, our love a work of art, the melody of our bodies playing a sensual part. For in the silence of the night, we find our hearts entwined, our bodies lost in rapture in the art of love refined. So let the moonlight guide us as we explore this passion true. For in this art of seduction, our love will always renew. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. And I have to say that Jean-Walter Pranji is new to me. I don't know if he's been on anybody else's shows, but he's new to me and my shows. So, and I do have to say I was very impressed with this poem, and I look forward to hopefully reading more from him and his writing, more of his writing on our shows. I thought this was another one with great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery. I like how it speaks on the passion that comes from touching, but also the sensuality and passion that comes from, you know, looking into somebody's eyes. Eyes that tell a story of love, of lust, of fire. We're lost in this sensation, our bodies, our soul desire. And I like that, and I also really like, in this moment, we're transcendent, our love a work of art, the melody of our bodies playing a sensual part. It really speaks on the connection between two lovers, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And, Laurent, your thoughts?
Well, I've got to agree with you, Pam. You gave a pretty complete comment, and I will echo everything that you said and add one thing. Not often on Wednesday nights do I hear people quote the name of the show in the poem. So when I heard, for in this art of seduction, our love will always renew, I had to smile and say thank you. You know, you're smart. You know, you get that little extra edge when you pump the show. I thought this was a great piece. I really enjoyed it. Very sensual, very passionate, very aware of what they're doing.
Absolutely. Yes, wonderful comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, this was wonderfully written all the way through. I really enjoyed it. It was sweet. It was sensual. It was hot. My favorite stanza, I think, because it's all about the lips, isn't it? Lips that seek a lover's taste with every kiss we soar, our hearts beating like a drum as we crave for something more. And this is wonderful because we have a couple who know each other, who love each other, who are comfortable with each other, but also that the spark is still there and they can still excite each other to the point where our hearts beating like a drum. I mean, that's really nice to know, isn't it? Because we hear so much about the other side of life and things not being so wonderful. So it's lovely to see someone who can write about true love and desire and free of shame. I like that. So thank you so much, Jean. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts, and then go ahead and bring us on to the next write.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, when you have all those things combined, I agree, totally agree with Katie there and her comment. When you have all those ingredients together, like you really love a person, but you still have the lust for them and, you know, the fire for them, and you, is the want, the longing is still there. And, you know, you have a great recipe for, you know, enduring long, loving love together, I think. So amazing, amazing. Right by Jean Walter Sanjay here. And our next write will be, I put it on the board. Oh, there. Go to the board, Neil. Okay. The next write will be by Jenny Hunt, Dungeon of Dark Desires. And Katie, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us.
Oh, we have a SoundCloud for this one.
Oh, we have a SoundCloud. Oh, yes, yes. Sorry.
Dungeon of Dark Desires. Capturing your dark diabolical fetishes in my dimly lit dungeon of desire. Awaken dormant senses. Intertwined submission swirls, tangled sheer saffron sheets, tightly bound, slowly slides down. Calming your shaking hands with tender butterfly kisses, cheek to cheek weakens you in the knees. Keen vision blurred from lust, interlocking tongues sends a fever to the loins. Fingertips gliding over all crevices. Shy, gentle gaps gracefully graze. Tickling tongues curiously find their opening, spreading each layer gingerly. Morning dew dripping down each petal. Kisses from the sun steams up the musky layer. Every inch covered in lucid dreams explodes through the door is love's passion, flooding the fuzzy fur carpet once pure. Glued together, drenched, nearly paralyzed in pleasure, falling in and out of sleep, bondaged to your hips, exploring your voluminous cherry sanctuary is the only thing keeping us awake. End poem.
Great read and write, Jenny. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem. And Weaver, let's start with your thoughts.
Yes, very well read. Very well read. And very seductive. I really enjoyed this. There's so many wonderful lines in this that it's difficult to pick. But I did very much like keen vision blurred from lust, interlocking tongues send a fever to the loins, fingertips gliding over all crevices. Now that covers every base, doesn't it, really? Beautifully done. But I enjoyed it very much. I thought it was going to be a little darker. So it was lovely to see that it started off that way, but it was such a sweet, somebody looking after somebody else kind of poetry that I really loved very much. I thought it was very sweet. So thank you so much for sharing with us, Jenny. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was kind of like the tamer version of a dark dungeon. But, you know, and that was nice. Like you said, it kind of started out a little dark, and then it worked its way into being really about caring for another person. So very cool comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed this write by Jenny. And, you know, there's a lot of sensuality in here. You know, falling in and out of sleep, bondage to your hips, exploring your voluminous cherry sanctuary is the only thing keeping us awake. And, you know, flooding the fuzzy fur carpet, once pure, glued together, drenched, nearly paralyzed in pleasure. I told Jenny to Google me the address to that dungeon. I want in. just amazing. You know, Jenny, you know, I've read a lot of her poetry since she's been on AP. And my gracious, I think this is where she excels the most. It's in this seductive, sultry, sensual rites. I think she really, really outdoes herself. Very well written, Jenny. Bravo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And Lauren, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a very skillful work by Jenny. If you took the poem word for word and translated it, got rid of the double entendres, the euphemisms, etc., the metaphors, and just translated it, why did it throw you away? It's pornography. You can't say things like that, etc., etc., etc. But what you have is the opposite of pornography, a beautifully rendered picture of two people in love, their thoughts, the space around them, the way they act towards each other, and it's beautiful and it's tender and it is arousing, yes. But, you know, it's just the way that she uses the words and does a great job at exciting us while keeping us, you know, at peace.
Yep.
So to speak.
Yep, absolutely. Wonderful comment. And, yeah, definitely a wonderful sensual write with, like, a nice touch of eroticism. But also, as was mentioned, the idea of two people really caring for each other. I really like intertwined submission swirl, tangled sheer saffron sheet, tightly bound, slowly slide down. Wonderful use of imagery and alliteration, and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Naomi?
Okay, I have Stephen T. Wellman. And Laura, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us.
All right. This is called Tides of Passion. Mystical moons rise in your ocean eyes. I draw close to heavenly hues under the stars. Whispering waves wet our desires. Tides of passion dance on tickling tongues. An intoxicating sea breeze elixir blends well with the salt of the rose-petaled skin. We ignite our eternal flames within. You are my world, spinning splendidly. We become a fire and raging wildly. Sea spray wets this poetry in motion. The lights of our lives melt into one as our hunger sets the heated horizon on fire. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Laurent, and what a beautiful write by Stephen T. Wellman, who I do recognize the name and I do know his poetry, but I have to say I don't think I've seen him enter too many of my Art of Seduction contests. So I was really thrilled to see that he was inspired. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes. There's been so many wonderful pieces of poetry tonight, and this is another one. I like the start of it. It's unusual and interesting. Mystical moons rise in your ocean eyes. I draw close to a heavenly hues under the stars. Yeah, I like that. It's very lyrical. That's what I like about it. It's, you know, some things can be boom, 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 boom. This is not. This has got the movement and the lyricism that I really enjoy in poetry, that one line slowly drifts into the next, and then you don't have any hesitation or anything that's off kilter. So yes, I think it's very well written. I really enjoyed it. And so many beautiful lines. I mean, really, we ignite our eternal flame within. You are my world spinning splendidly. Now, it's not often that you hear that splendidly. I love that. Ah, dear. Yes, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Stephen, for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really have to say, I get a big kick out of your description of poems that don't flow smoothly. Boomba, 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 boomba.
I probably didn't mean to say that. I think it, then I say it. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I do the same thing. I sometimes forget to hold my thoughts back. But, yep, I like it. Very cool comment, Kate. And Laurent, your thoughts?
On mute, my dear.
Yes, there
Laurent?
It is again.
Okay.
No, I'm here. I was just lost in my thoughts because a number of years ago, I read a book called Tides of Passion. It was absolutely the most delicious bit of bold pornography that I've ever read in my life. I mean, it doesn't get, I don't know, you know, whether you want to call it bad or good, whatever, but he pushed the limits on that thing, and I always remembered the Tides of Passion. So when I see this particular poem, Tides of Passion, I kind of brace myself thinking, oh boy, what if this is anything like the other one? But no, it's a very loving, lyrical, as was stated, poem. Brevity. You are my world spinning splendidly. We become a fire in raging wildly. I like the way he puts the verb at the end of the sentence. It gives the poem a certain cachet, if you will. And that last line, as our hunger sets the heated horizon on fire, is a great image because, you know, you see the sun dipping down below the horizon and you see the orange sky. And nicely done, poem.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, I have to agree with everybody, you know, with the lyrical quality of this poem. It's so, so well done. It just flows so effortlessly, you know, and it has some great, great lines. You know, the tides of passion dance on tickling tongues. I just love that line. But all throughout, you know, they're wonderfully, wonderfully written. And like Katie mentioned, you know, one line just flows into the next and so beautifully. And what a great brevity this is. You know, it's just amazing. So, well done. And I hope we see more poems from you, Stephen T. Wellman, because this is absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. very so much so. And I have to agree, I do hope we see more rights by him. I thought this had wonderful imagery and metaphors. It was romantic and sensual beautifully written all the way through. But I especially like, with the salt of your rose petal skin, we ignite our eternal flame within. You are my world spinning splendidly. And then the line, sea spray wets this poetry in motion, was a particularly strong line. So very well done. And Naomi, what do you have for us next?
Well, next I have your poem up, Laura, so go ahead and give it a refresh.
All right, let me refresh. All right, this is called Aching Breadth of Arms Away. White lightning flickers across your face, eyes darting to the bulge in my pants. Fascination is your tongue licking lips in unconscious appreciation. Predator. I am the gazelle chosen for your next meal. How you flex your claws, savoring an image of the blood flowing beneath my vulnerable skin, ripped at by a carnivore's carnal mouth. Inhaling me, swallowing whole that which makes a man, drilling me to the bed, the thunderclap of desire, a long concerto in a major key, notes dazzling, strings caressed, plucked and tucked in private corners where mirrors address reflections of ghosts and wisps of a touch that electrifies, made solid. Torpor banished by your expectant gaze and knowing smile. Fingers raised as you conduct a symphony for flowers. Petals in disarray. From the gusty wind of my breath, an aching breadth of arms away. End poem.
Great read and write there, Lawrence. I'm so glad you were inspired. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, my gracious, Laura. And, you know, if I read it well, you know, it's written 4 hours ago at the bottom of the poem. You wrote this right before the show. Oh, my gracious, I would take like a week to write something as beautiful as this. So jealous. And, you know, I am the gazelle chosen for your next meal. How you flex your claws, savoring an image of the blood flowing beneath my vulnerable skin, ripped at by a carnivore's carnal mouth, inhaling me, swallowing whole that which makes a man, drilling me to the bed. Just amazing, you know, it's this is so erotic. I'll do it all the way through. And, you know, so beautifully, so, you know, it's not right in your face. It's just, you know, just perfect. It's just so well written, Laura. Just amazing.
Thank you very much.
And wonderful comment, Naomi. And Kate, your thoughts?
Well, I have to say, Naomi, I'm quite glad that it's not in your face. I thought it was beautifully put on the screen. I loved it. I particularly like, I love the word torpor. I think it's just one of those words that just means so much. So torpor banished by your expectant gaze and knowing smile. Fingers raised as you conduct a symphony for flowers, petals in disarray. I like that a lot. I really did. It's just that particular stanza is just sweet, and I like that. But I also love the one before it. Notes dazzling, strings caressed, plucked and tucked in private corners, where mirrors address reflections of ghosts and wisps of a touch that electrifies, made solid. Wonderful. So yes, I think it was considering you did it 4 hours ago. That is wonderful. I really enjoyed it. And your read was fabulous, too.
Thank you, Katie.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Great comment, Kate. This is beautifully written. I thought it was a wonderful sensual write with a nice undertone of darkness. I like how it speaks on being that willing prey, just vulnerable and throwing yourself at that carnivore's mouth. The second stanza was particularly good. I am the gazelle chosen for your next meal, how you flex your claws, savoring an image. And all the way through, just amazing lines, strong imagery and metaphors. I feel like you two have also very well captured the tones of the prompts, where there's a sense of sadness, a sense of darkness, but also that sensuality. I also really like notes dazzling, strings caressed, plucked and tucked in private corners where mirrors address reflections of ghosts and wisps of a touch that electrifies, made solid. Amazing lines all the way through, and very well done, Laurent.
Thank you, Pam.
And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, next we have A SoundCloud by Archdoom DeVille.
All right. Let me find that, and here we go.
Sultry Smoke by Archdoom DeVille. In the smoke here, amidst shadows cloak, our cigarettes ignite a sultry, fiery stroke. Seduction ensues, we fall into the spell of the little room's alluring mystic swell. The smoke coils round us, sweet delight. Passion's irresistible force takes flight. Bodies entwined, hearts ablaze, lost in a haze of desire's fiery craze. The cigarettes in gloom, a mask of lust, a tempting veneer, a desire so robust. Caught in your web, I am ensnared, my heart and soul forever impaired. You're my sweetest sin, my deepest desire, a craving I can't resist nor retire. Within this room of shadows and smoke, I'm entranced by you, provoked to evoke. Smoke spirals in a seductive veil, we fall deeper into passion's trail. A dance of desire, a dangerous game, playing with fire fueled by its flame. Our bodies move in perfect time, rhythm and rhyme, a tantalizing chime. Lost in the music of our passion and lust, our hearts beating fast with every thrust. So tango in the little room, succumb to the seductive, sultry gloom. For in this slow, sweet delight, you'll be my ruin tonight.
Wonderful read and write there, Archdoom DeVille. I look forward to hearing more SoundClouds from you. That one was very much appreciated. And Warren, your thoughts.
Blew me away completely.
Oh, yeah.
That was Sean Connery in a slightly different body, but it was Sean Connery. I absolutely adored his voice. I loved his read. And this poem, it hits every box for me. Checks every box. His rhythm, his imagery, the solidness of his rhyming. Just by example, the cigarettes in gloom, a mask of lust, a tempting veneer, a desire so robust. Caught in your web, I am ensnared, my heart and soul forever impaired. It has the rhyme, it has the rhythm, it's readable, highest marks.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree with you. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, I can hear you getting a case of the vapors. So
I'm fanning myself, like really fanning myself. Oh, my gracious, what a voice. And, you know, he created a whole atmosphere
just like this noir atmosphere, you know, the smokiness and the cigarettes and all that sultry, like a noir French film, you know, and it just, I'm really with Laurent on this one. This is a 10 out of 10. My gracious, it's intense, it's passionate, and, you know, I really felt like a voyeur hiding in the closet of that room, you know, just peeking through the crack of the door and witnessing all this as it was unfolding. Just a remarkable, remarkable piece. And that voice, oh my gracious, you know. So Archdoom DeVille, if you're listening, I want you to write for more of our contests. Come on, write. Just amazing.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi, and wonderful observation on the noir style of the poem, so very cool. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, wow. It was magnificent. Ah, that voice. He can write all he wants as long as he reads. Oh, beautifully done. Beautifully, beautifully done. I was actually starting to get just a little bit antsy towards the end. I started to get a little bit scared because there was so much passion and so much meaning and so much So good. I really enjoyed it. And also, his poetry was wonderful too. It wasn't just his voice. It was the poetry was great. Wonderful. I really enjoyed it so much. So thank you so very much, Archie Doom DeVille. Please return.
Absolutely. Yeah, he is. I've started seeing more and more of his poetry between The Solace of Shadows and Art of Seduction. And it's always great, and other shows, and it's always great to see his rights because he is a talented poet, especially when it comes to rhyme. And he also does have a wonderful reading voice, as Lawrence said. It sounds very much like Sean Connery, and with that you know, nice baritone. And I really thought this was wonderful, dark sensuality, great rhyme and flow, stunning imagery. I really liked so many of the lines, but for me, my absolute favorites were, "You're my sweetest sin, my deepest desire, a craving I can't resist nor retire. Within this room of shadows and smoke, I'm entranced by you, provoked to evoke." Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, next I have a poem by Cresterset, one of my favorite poets. Can I read this one? Yes, I can. So this is Fragrant Echoes. Last night's silk wrap dress blooms from the floor where it fell in crumpled petals when you gently pulled the sash as our tongue steered a sundown brew. Now, lying on my stomach, naked under cream cotton sheets, I slide to the middle of the bed. Yuzu scent is curling vines from my warm pillow, stretching to entwine the musky vapors of guaiac wood, trailing flexed muscles where you lay, the taste of you still on my lips. I sigh and pick up Madame Bovary to continue reading chapter 7. 20 years later, your name has scattered on the breeze like the dandelion puffs, but your echo still flavors my veins as I flick through the copy of Cyrano de Bergerac with its yellowed edges. A faded receipt of our evening falls from the pages, printed with a kiss. And I wonder once more if my missing blue glass drop earring fell by accident or design into your pocket. And do you hold it up to the light sometimes? End poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi. And what a beautiful write by Christopher Set. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, this was so sweet and sad and lovely. I really enjoyed it. I really, I could feel it, all of it. I mean, when we got to the 20 years later, I thought, oh no, what's happened? They've not been together. And that was really, that kind of hurt me. They should be together still. And then we get to the faded receipt printed with a kiss and the missing blue glass drop earring. And wouldn't it be lovely if that was a fact and he did actually have it and held it occasionally and thought of that time. Wonderful. I think this is a very sweet and obviously sensual and well-written poem. But I love the sentiment. I really did. So sad.
Absolutely. And yes, sweet, sensual, and sad are two great, or three great words, sorry, to describe this write. So wonderful comment. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Yeah, hugely impressive piece, really. If you take a look at Shakespeare, some of his poetry, it's written with a discipline that has affected poetry in general, vividly right up to this day. The rules, the regulations, the metered rhymes, so syllabic number of syllables per line, etc. And it's real literature. It's what I call literature. It's something that's so well written, something that's so precise, something where you see that the words used are words used by a master of the craft. And in many ways, this particular piece is literature. It's free verse, but it has a quality and a tone, and it knows how to use books as metaphors or touchstones for references. And so the language, like "Uzu scent is curling vines from my warm pillow, stretching to entwine the musky vapors of Guaic wood, trailing flexed muscles where you lay." It's just astonishing writing, I think. I wish I could write like that. It has a certain smoothness to it. It has no rough edges, but it is very, very bold writing, very strong. So it really, best of both worlds. Great piece.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you. This is one of those poems that will definitely last through the ages. So great comment. And let's see, Kate commented, yes. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, this is Romance à la Française, I think. You know, she is from France, Cresterset. And, you know, I think it shows in her writing and her poetry. This is like a French movie, you know, with their, you know, with that finish, that finish that they often have, you know, like that tragic finish to a romantic story. And, you know, I just love this all the way through. It's so delicately placed on the page, so skillfully. You know, like lines like 20 years later, your name has scattered on the breeze like dandelion puffs, but your echo still flavors my veins. That is just superb, but, you know, superb all the way through. Beautifully, beautifully penned, Cresterset. Bravo, bravo, mon ami.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely wonderful comment. And yeah, I thought this was beautiful, and it evokes so many emotions because there is a sense of tenderness to it and a sensuality to it. And yet at the same time, there is, as Weaver was mentioning, that kind of that sadness, that idea of someone being gone and missing them. I really like the imagery all the way through this, especially though Uzu's scent is curling vines from my warm pillow, stretching to entwine the musky vapors of guaiac wood, trailing flexed muscles where you lay, the taste of you still on my lips. And then as it goes into 20 years later, and I wonder once more if my missing blue glass drop earrings fell by accident or design into your pocket, and do you hold it up to the light sometimes? You know, that thought of wondering if the person thinks about you as much as, you know, you think about them. So wonderful lines and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Naomi?
Oh, my gracious, you know, all the poems that I've left are like men poems.
Well, we'll just have to put on our men voices.
Hello, yeah. How are you doing? Hello.
This is by Robert Pilecki, and it's called Clair de Lune, and I'm just, you know, I wonder if, yeah, I guess, Pam, you can read this one, yeah.
I would be happy to. All right, Clair de Lune by Robert Pilecki. I see your face carved in heaven's eye shining down to reflect off my mind's mirror, bright in the heart. I stand there breathing softly, watch stars twinkle and shine, light in your eyes. Remember sitting on the bench made for two, the night when love danced under the stars, eyes locked in eternal gaze, faces close, lips met, softly, gently melted together, offering the air breathed. Flowers smiled, lit up their bracts. Birds sung love songs throughout the night. Now stand gazing out the window, eyes reach beyond the sky. Moon and stars still bright in the night. Empty space on the bench resting in the deepness of silence. Empty words like raindrops fall silent. I shoot stars at the moon in darkness to see you laugh and say, you missed, try again. Yes, I missed you, so missed lifetime away, just your faint image left in moon's face. End poem. And what an absolutely stunning write. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, amazing, amazing, amazing. There's so many parts of this that I loved. You know, the lips met, you know, faces close, lips met gently, softly, gently, melted together, offering the air breathed. And then that ending, oh my gracious, you know, I shoot stars at the moon in darkness to see you laugh and say, you missed, try again. Yes, I missed you. So missed lifetime away, just your faint image left in moon's face. You know, there's this kind of like a sadness to it, but, you know, what a beautiful, you know, amazing, amazing poem, like you said, Pam.
Absolutely, it really is. Wonderful comment. And Kate.
Oh, yes, this is another beautiful, beautiful poem. Ah, I see your face carved in heaven's eye shining down to reflect off my mind's mirror. That's a lovely start. But I particularly like the, I think it might be one of the second stanza. Remember sitting on the bench made for two, the night when love danced under the stars, eyes locked in eternal gaze, faces close, lips met, softly, gently, melted together, offering the air breathed. Flowers smiled, lit up their bracts, birds song, love songs throughout the night. I love that, the idea of offering the air breathe. You know how you can get so close to somebody that they breathe out and you breathe in. I love that. That is just so sensual and so sweet. So it was beautifully written and very well read, but I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing, Robert.
Oh, I have to agree. Yes, yes. We just really have had top-notch writers. I mean, my goodness, the quality tonight has been absolutely, absolutely stunning. This is another one with wonderful imagery and metaphors, with that interweaving of sensuality and sadness that fits so well with the chosen prompt poem. The idea of looking up at the moon and remembering somebody, remembering the time that you spent together. And I really like the way he allows his stanzas to kind of take different shapes, especially in that second one with lines taking different lengths where there's almost a sense of movement to it. And I have to say that second stanza is my favorite, with the faces close, lips met, softly, gently melted together, offering the air breathe, flowers smiled, lit up their bracts, birds sung love songs throughout the night. Wonderful heartfelt lines all the way through and just very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Off mute, Naomi? Okay, next we have a poem by Shy Away. Not very long. Katie, can you read that for us, please?
I will be delighted to. And I've actually got it up on the screen, because heavens, must be a first time for everything. Sorry, my voice is going. I do apologize. It will be gone soon. Speaking life into love. We are bolder than most. Our refusal to listen to self-doubt is what lets the fire in our love ignite passionately but slow. As our compatibility is profound, when I move close to you and you move close to me, we create a new type of love. It transcends in the air, because where the air follows, that desire is puissant. It beats in our hearts prosperously. Sorry. It's incredibly strange, because I long for my soul to collide with your soul and let our souls join as one. End poem.
Wonderful, wonderful read there, Kate. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, this is a beautiful poem that expresses that longing to connect with, you know, with your lover. You know, with the lines, especially, I long for my soul to collide with your soul and let our souls join as one. Just wonderfully written brevity here, you know, excellently penned. Bravo.
Oh, I have to agree. It is a wonderful brevity. And Shy Away is, I don't know about anybody else, but they're new to me, so I look forward to reading more of their poetry, not only on All Poetry, but also hopefully for some of our shows. For you know, I really like that this one has such a romantic undertone to it, about that connection, not that's not just physical, but is a true connection of deep love. And I really like where they say at the end stands, it's incredibly strange, because I long for my soul to collide with your soul and let our souls join as one. You know, the thought of really wanting to be deeply connected with someone. I also like the second stanza, as our compatibility is profound, when I move close to you and you move close to me, we create a new type of love. Wonderful lines, and I'm very glad they were inspired. This is well done. And Kate, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
I did kind of muck up a couple of little bits, but I'm afraid it's par for the course, isn't it, unfortunately. But I thought this was beautifully written. I love the title. And I like the fact that, I hope I'm reading the right one here, as our compatibility is profound, when I move close to you and you move close to me, we create a new type of love. That's lovely, isn't it? That is a lovely idea, that we are so intensely together, so close to each other, that what we have transcends love, but becomes something more. I don't know what that would be, actually. Living in each other's skin, you know, that's what it sounds like. You cannot get much closer. It transcends in the air, because where the air follows that desire, and I couldn't say this word, is puissant. It beats in our hearts prosperously. So yes, I think it's written far better than I read it, but beautifully concocted is the word I'm thinking of here, because it does. It looks as if it's meant to be, you know, no other words would be as good as these words. It was just beautifully written. So thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, what do you have for us next?
Well, next I have Aaron Panther, and we do have a SoundCloud for that one.
Subtle Ignition by Aaron Panther. Souls adrift in twilight mirrors, just floating in the fragility of such a moment. Content for it to be simply as it is, until each breath ignites forgotten stars, thereby building an impromptu bridge between their private sanctuaries. Wave after wave of emotional indifference now shed like dying skin against the tide, to be carried forth into a new existence somewhere beyond tomorrow's mind. And as the moonlight is steadily consumed by fog, there's an errant breath of wind, delivering a newfound promise of unity into otherwise tender and unknowing hands. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Aaron. I'm so glad you were inspired, and thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Naomi, your thoughts?
I just have to say first, what a voice. Again, oh my gracious. Oh, the voice just makes me melt. Yeah, okay, Naomi, come back to reality. Just souls adrift in twilight mirrors, you know, just floating in the fragility of such a moment. It starts out with such a, you know, a powerful, you know, souls adrift in twilight mirrors. You know, that's just amazing. And it has that keeps up that, like, kind of haunting feeling or vibe throughout it, all the way through, as you know, you see these this love here, this deep bond, this deep love. So many lines. I'll leave it for others to pick apart, but you know, just an amazing write. You know, it just floats again, and just amazing.
You know what? I have to agree. I have to agree. Wonderful comment, Naomi. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, I agree about that voice. By golly, that's a sweet voice. This is also a sweet poem. I like the way it starts, obviously. This grips you. Souls adrift in twilight mirrors, just floating in the fragility of such a moment. I was taken a little bit aback by, well, would you call it the third stanza, perhaps? The first line made me think, hello, what's happening? Wave after wave of emotional indifference, now shed like dying skin against the tide, to be carried forth into a new existence, somewhere beyond tomorrow's mind. So, you know, that's changes things a little bit. and as the moonlight is steadily consumed by fog, there's an errant breath of wind, delivering a newfound promise of unity into otherwise tender and unknowing hands. And that's very much as though this is a moving on, as opposed to a staying where I was, which was, I thought, very interesting, because it wasn't quite the same as the first stanza. There was that break, that slight difference. There's emotional indifference. It's quite a strong point to make, isn't it? Wave after wave of emotional indifference. That's something that matters. Yeah, I like the way it was slid in there, so you had to catch it before you lost it. So I thought it was beautifully written. Thank you, Errant Panther. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's beautifully written. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. I really like how he starts out with souls adrift in twilight mirrors, just floating in the fragility of such a moment, content for it to be simply as it is. I really like how this speaks on, I don't know, I feel like, honestly, I could be reading this wrong, but I feel like wave after wave of emotional indifference now shed like dying skin against the tide is speaking on the idea of how they used to be emotionally indifferent, then things changed into something better. At least that's how I read it. But no matter what, it is beautifully written. It's always wonderful to me when somebody can create such an epic write with just a few lines. And I like how this speaks on, in such a tender tone, on the idea of unity and joining together. And so just a wonderful write all the way through. And I especially also like delivering a newfound promise of unity. And the fact that he put in his own name, Errant, there's an errant breath of wind, makes me think that this is written to and about a special someone. Either that, or he just thought the word errant worked really well in that poem, which it does. But it's beautifully written and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, we'll continue the meltdown. We'll continue melting. I have Frank's poem up next, so we have a sound glad for that one.
Wonderful. And yes, the melting will continue. Here we go.
Mi amor, I wrap myself around the seductive sinage of the floral waking in a passion, a fresh fragrance of eroticism, a divine of incarnate deflowerment, titillating my nose and inducing the ardor of my pheromones. Undressing the magnetism of the effects of your exotic incantation. An olfatory sentience of a distinct and completely expanded, rich vanilla and amber scent, the nocturnal spicy shades, so irresistible, pungent musky tones, evoke the softness and sensuality of my skin. A lascivious addiction that feeds the ambrosia of the arousal of lovers. I can feel a deep fever and rupture in me in an intoxicating shiver when I drench my body in the aroma of your powerful perfume. I yearn to feel the salivating oil from your tender, rose-petal lips unveil the naked inhibitions of your secret desires. In the bedroom, I want to be lost in the aching flash of an aesthetic art of sin and temptation. Make love of potent sand, of the wax of licorice and cinnamon, in the candles aburn with the flame of our sexual exploration. That sweet perfume of yours is the smell of a sexy woman with raven hair. Eres el olor que me despierta, la mujer que me seduce en su perfume y belleza. Solo quiero leer tu cuerpo. You are the smell that awakens me, the woman who seduces me, with her perfume and beauty. I just want to smell your body. Olé. Olé. In the poem.
Wonderful read and write, Frank. Oops, the double music. All right, wonderful read and write, Frank. Muy caliente. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yes, well, I love scent in a poem, my gracious. So, and I heard this one, this poem before, and, you know, it's such a delight to hear it again. You know, the rich vanilla and amber scents with nocturnal, spicy shades, so irresistible, powdery and musky tones evoke the softness and sensuality of my skin. You know, this, you know, he has all that in here to arouse all our senses. You know, so sensual and so sultry. You know, and so smoking hot. What a wonderful poem by Poetic Picasso, indeed.
Oh, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
This one was slower and sweeter and softer, which I really enjoyed. There was time to listen to every word. Two stanzas particularly for me stood out. Powdery and musky tones evoke softness and sensuality of my skin. A lascivious addition that feeds the ambrosia of the arousal of lovers. Oh, you couldn't ask for more than that, could you? That's beautiful. I do love the way Frank knits his words together to form this beautiful, soft, downy, what, pillow? Could be pillow, yeah. I think yeah. It's really... I was carried away there, I do apologize. I knew there was a word I wanted, but I can't find it, so we'll go with pillow. I think it was really beautifully done. I really enjoyed it. It was, as I say, it was a sweeter, softer, more tender poem, and I like that a lot. I like that side of it. It was really lovely. So thank you so much, Frank. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely great comment. Yeah, I'm glad that Frank shared this with us. This was he actually won a gold for this one in one of our other central contests that was like nearly a year ago. And I like that when people, if they choose to share a pre-write on a show, that it fits with the show. And I think Frank has done a wonderful job with that. As I said, this is a beautiful, just extremely hot write. It fits well with tonight's topic because at least a couple of the poems were, you know, about perfume, about scent. Even the poem, there was one specifically, I believe, called Perfume, but the poem White Heliotrope was actually, at the time that the poet was writing poetry, White Heliotrope was actually a very popular
scent for women's perfume. And I thought this had amazing lines all the way through. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, scent, I just really love these lines. Rich vanilla and amber scents with nocturnal spicy shades so irresistible, powdery and musky tones evoke the softness and sensuality of my skin. Wonderful lines all the way through. I also really like, I want to be lost in the aching flesh and of aesthetic art of sin and temptation. Beautifully written and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi? Naomi, are you on mute?
Oh, yeah, I am on mute. Yeah, I have another beautiful voice that will melt us, the beautiful voice of Stelina, and I thought I put that up. Maybe it got buried. Yeah, it did. Okay, Lips That Are Not Mine to Kiss by Stelina, and we have a SoundCloud for that one.
All right. Well, here, let me find that, and... sorry, I'm looking for it. I know we have it. Here we go.
When I look upon your lips, I can taste the sweetness burst in my mouth, like a succulent exotic fruit as juice drips down in rivulets upon my skin, and sends their caress on the back of my neck, electrifying my spine, sending out signals to those vulnerable places that know you so well. For a thousand times I have felt them upon me, though you remain unaware. Without ease, when I look upon your lips, lips that are not mine to kiss.
Great read and write, Selena. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, that was just so full of emotion. I mean, you could hear the pain. There is nothing worse, I think, in life. I keep saying this, love is dangerous. Love is not a good thing. Love is terrible, hurts people terribly. But when you think of somebody that you loved with somebody else, it just breaks your heart 1,000 times over. And there's nothing you can do. You just have to deal with that pain and try not to think about it. You know, try not to imagine the things that you don't want to imagine. So I really think Selena did a wonderful job on this one. And the music behind the words as well was so evocative. I really enjoyed that. But, oh, I mean, man. She does. She plucks at your heartstrings and just puts together the most beautiful lines. Oh, so sad. Yes, I loved it. I really enjoyed it. Well done, Selena. That was magnificent.
Absolutely. And you're right. Strong emotional impact with this piece. So great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm coming out of a trance. I was really, entranced by her. Is that a word in English? I was just hypnotized by her voice. Oh my gracious, in this piece. The emotion, like Kate said, it's just so palpable and, it's as if it reaches out and it touches you, in such a deep, deep, profound way. You feel the yearning and the longing in this piece. It's like it's so sincere, and it just reaches out to you. On a lighter note, well, I like her formatting, like that teardrop at the end of her poem, the way she formatted her poem. But my gracious, what a wonderful write. What a deep, profound and a write that stays with you, I think, long after that you heard it. And what a voice.
Oh, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. Yes, definitely, as you were both saying, an emotive, deep, and profound write. I also have to agree with Aaron Panther, who said, great mood to this piece, Delina. Good music choice to augment it. Yes, the choice of background music was definitely spot on as far as creating the mood of the write. Wonderful imagery throughout, strong, heartfelt lines. Beautifully written on that idea of truly wanting somebody, wanting to have that deep connection with them, wanting them to be yours physically and emotionally, but knowing that they're not and how much it breaks your heart. And that emotion really comes through, especially in the second stanza. But I also really like, as dew strips down in rivulets upon my skin and sense their caress on the back of my neck, electrifying my spine, sending out signals to those vulnerable places that know you so well. Wonderful lines and beautifully written and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Naomi? Are you on mute, Naomi?
Yes, I am. I have a piece by Thomas up. And Katie, if you want to go ahead and get your man voice out and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. Okay, here we go. No, I can't do that on my throat. Okay, folks. Oh, dear.
No, Too Thin. I love that for a title. That's wonderful. So here we go. He was like the day, consistent and weathered. The clothes always well cut, hung on him like he was a hanger in the closet. I really wanted to see him in clothes. Noir novels, cigarettes, he smoked Camels. You knew it as soon as he entered. He smoked too much. In the morning, when the sun was still white and shadow black, he had an innocence in contradiction to the unshaved chin, how big he was stretched out on the boots. His hands were covered in stories. He lifted me with them like I was a feather, and he was afraid I would fly away. We laughed, danced, and never told each other how afraid we were. End poem.
Wonderful, wonderful read there, Kate. And I thought this was so beautifully written. What a wonderful snapshot of a character. I really like, especially noir novels, cigarettes, he smoked Camels. You knew it as soon as he entered. He smoked too much. I like that. And I also really like his hands were covered in stories. He lifted me with them like I was a feather and he was afraid I would fly away. I think a person's hands says so much about them. And so I really like that Thomas decided to bring that aspect of the character, the person, the man in, you know, wonderful lines and very well done. Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. You know, I really enjoyed the parts that you recited, Pam. But, you know, all through, this is such a cleverly crafted piece with amazing metaphors. You know, it really creates a whole sultry atmosphere. Drifting towards like those French movies again, you know. And I listened to too many French movies. But, you know, this is just wonderful, you know, so intelligently written. And pulled together with, you know, like you said, we just get to know that character so well, and all his facets. So beautiful, wonderfully done, Thomas. Bravo.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, this was a very clever write. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was so well done that, as you say, you saw that person. That person was there in front of you. You knew him. You know, without ever seeing his face, you knew him. And I think that is such a talent to be able to bring together a whole personality in a few words. It's very sad, that last couple of lines. Oh, we laughed and danced and never told each other how afraid we were. That's just beautiful. And the way you would be with somebody that you care about, that you knew was in trouble and you knew what was inevitable. So, yes, that really touched me. I thought it was beautifully done. So thank you so much for sharing, Thomas. It was a brave and wonderful write. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment, Kate. And Naomi, what do you have for us next?
I have a piece by Poetic Creations, Above and Below. And Pam, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Oh, I would be very happy to. All right. And let me just get to where I need to be. And all right. Above and Below by Poetic Creations. She is a heliotrope that tracks the sun and the full moon when it's centered up high, wings of a dove secured in a web spun, monarch butterfly flies and golden eye dives, searching for nectar and fish to beak while tracking the sun until the sun sleeps, around and around, around physique, curvaceous, tenacious to a bighorn sheep that climbs canyon peaks just to gore, thrusting his big horns through dark nights, triggering another tempestuous to pour, flooding subterranean cavities with delight. As a nautilus bumps the ocean floor, 30 chambers pump and propel forward. In absolute darkness, he must explore. Seaweed and kelp create a luscious orchid and poem. And wonderful, creative, central rite by Poetic Creations. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Wow. Where do I start? Creative indeed. You know, it's just amazing everything that you brought in here, searching for nectar and fish to beat, and then while tracking the sun until the sun, and tracking the sun until the sun sleeps, the bighorn sheep and the nautilus, you know, just amazing. All these, they're almost like fantasy mixed in with sensuality here, you know, to just to delight our mind, awaken our mind. Just amazing Poetic Creations. But he can write. Oh my gracious, this guy can write. So
yes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, definitely a talented poet. Great rhyme, great imagery and metaphors. You can tell he had a lot of fun with the word play and the sensuality in this. You know, I really like searching for nectar and fish to beak while tracking the sun until the sun sleeps. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
Another beautiful write, isn't it? Really, and I like the way it takes you along, that, you know, you're listening to reading every word and listening to every word, and it moves you along. But I particularly like that last stanza. Ah, as a nautilus bumps the ocean floor, absolute darkness he must explore. Seaweed and kelp create a luscious orchard. Which, you know, it's just beautiful, because if you've ever been down there in the sea, looking at what's around you, that's a beautiful analogy. Seaweed and kelp create a luscious orchard. I think that's very clever, very well observed. Oh, for goodness sake, woman. I can't talk anymore. My words won't come out. It's so embarrassing. But yes, I think it was beautifully written.
Absolutely, and great comment, Kate. Thank you. And what do you have for us next, Naomi? Are you on mute, Naomi?
Yes. What do I have for us next? The last poem, I dropped it in another room. But this is in the right room this time. Okay, I have Ink and Descent. Embracing. Incandescence. Okay. And, this has kind of, okay. So, Kate, are you up for a read?
Yes, why not? Let's live dangerously. I can do this. Embracing. Eculate. You see, I can't even say that. Right, I'm going to be serious now. Serious face. I've been chasing your alluring incense, liquid smoke wafts, maiming your motion like the frolicking aurora borealis, descending to silken rivers of mist, drifting into valleys which breathe frozen air on this Icelandic beach, enticing the shores to meet with emerald-embellished spruce trees. Your natural fragrance intensifies as we undress each other to nude. Raw winds bite the fresh frost of our vulnerabilities laid bare. Quiet candle flames glow and waver, illuminating frozen crystals that melt, trickling between our goosebumps. A landscape is what we've become. The tip of my nose glides on moist, slow like iceberg surf on glacial drifts. Kissing oscillates the side of your neck. Palatable petrichor pervades me. This expensive scent provokes inflation. Interest grows. Sensual equilibrium. Breathing deepens like our mutual all while watching the night sky perform. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Kate, and a beautiful sensual write by Incandescence. I'm so glad that they were inspired. I've read their poetry before, but I don't think I've seen them too often for the Art of Seduction shows, so it was nice to see something by them. This has stunning imagery and metaphors. I like that they introduced me to a new word, utilect. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but I like that they put in their end is an Icelandic word meaning smell of outdoors. It kind of reminds me of the idea of the, you know, and when somebody says the smell of the outdoors, you can just imagine stepping outside your house, like right after it's rained and that beautiful smell, or stepping into a forest, you know, and just smelling the trees and the damp leaves and everything around you. I really like this all the way through. It's beautifully written. I like how it speaks on the beauty of the northern lights and the beauty of the landscape, but also which can also work really well as a metaphor, an extended metaphor for the beauty of a person, especially I think a kind of a feminine beauty. And I really like liquid smoke waves maiming your motion like the frolicking aurora borealis descending to silken rivers of mist. A wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is amazing. You know, how to, you know, entwine nature, the beautiful imagery of nature with sensuality. Well, this is how it's done right here. You know, this is amazing. That first stanza with all the beautiful imagery. And, of course, I have to point out, you know, his subtle use of alliteration throughout the poem, which is just amazing. It's not too overdone, but it just gives it the poem a great, you know, feel to the whole, you know, the whole thing, the whole flow. And yeah, just a wonderful, wonderful write here. So appreciated.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely wonderful comments. And Kate, your thoughts?
Another beautiful write. I mean, we're being spoiled, aren't we? Really, this is so much. And the thing is that they're all so completely different. I love that. That, you know, we know we've got the same prompt, but they're all such different takes on things, which is I love, because I'm really interested in how people react and think and how their mind works. Clearly love the stanza where it starts. Your natural fragrance intensifies as we undress each other to nude. Raw winds bite the fresh frost of our vulnerabilities laid bare. That's lovely. I really like that. That just talking about how comfortable we are together, that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they're clothed or unclothed. They're still so together. Yeah, I really like this a lot, and I enjoyed it. So many wonderful lines, but that was, as I say, that was one of my favorites. So thank you for sharing Ink and Essence. Very enjoyable.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comments. And this has just been an amazing show tonight. Just brilliant sensual writes all night long. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Naomi, for, as always, for being a wonderful co-host. Thank you to Kate and Laurent for calling in. Thank you to Errant Panther, Frank, and Jenny for hanging on the board. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, was listening while we are on live or will be listening later, we truly appreciate you all. And thank you, everyone. And have a good night.
Yes.